state of California, although authorities have been able to determine that 300 are safe after the deadliest wildfire in the state's history swept through. Edith Hall, who grew up in Paradise, California, which has been hardest hit by the wildfire, says she recognized many people at a vigil, making it very emotional.
It's a lot older people that might be, you know, teachers that I used to have growing up. I'm worried about a lot of them and a lot of my friends.
The official death toll rose to 77 people Sunday. The Butte County Sheriff's Office said that so far authorities have identified 67 of the dead. Israel's ruling coalition remained intact Monday after a key minister backed off his threat to withdraw his party from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. The Israeli Prime Minister appealed to his coalition partners not to bring the government down, even as coalition partner Jewish Home said it plans to make an announcement in Parliament this Monday. Mr. Netanyahu, who is not scheduled to face the voters until next year, said he told his coalition partners, "This is a time for responsibility, especially at this security-sensitive time." Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan sharply criticized U.S. President Donald Trump Monday for questioning Pakistan's anti-terror efforts, saying Washington is making Islamabad a scapegoat for U.S. failures in Afghanistan. In an interview that aired Sunday on the U.S. network Fox News, Mr. Trump defended his decision to withhold hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Pakistan. The president went on to accuse Pakistan of sheltering al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden before he was tracked and killed by U.S. Special Forces in 2011. This is VOA News. Nissan chairman and CEO Carlos Ghosn is being dismissed after an internal investigation triggered by a whistleblower. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Nissan says Chairman Carlos Ghosn has been arrested and will be dismissed after he allegedly underreported his income by millions of dollars and engaged in other misconduct, including personal use of company assets. The 64-year-old Ghosn's compensation has been an issue over the years, though it was considered high by Japan's moderate standards for executive pay. Ghosn is credited with helping engineer a remarkable turnaround at Nissan over the past two decades, resuscitating the Japanese automaker from near bankruptcy after he was sent in by Renault. Nissan confirms Ghosn was arrested after being questioned by Tokyo prosecutors. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump says he has been fully briefed on an audio recording of the killing of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul last month.
We have the tape. I don't want to hear the tape. No reason for me to hear the tape.
Why don't you want to hear it, sir?
Because it's a suffering tape. It's a terrible tape. I've been fully briefed on it.
Trump said the U.S. government would release its finding on the October 2nd killing of Khashoggi on Tuesday. The State Department said no final conclusions have been reached, although some U.S. news outlets have reported that the Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Riyadh's de facto leader, ordered the killing. British Prime Minister Theresa May vowed Monday to stick to her contentious draft European Union divorce deal known as Brexit, as dissenting lawmakers in her own party tried to trigger a leadership challenge.
It was never going to be easy or straightforward, and the final stage was always going to be the toughest. But we have in view a deal that will work for the UK, and let no one be in any doubt, I am determined to deliver it.
Since striking a deal on Tuesday, May has faced the most perilous crisis of her premiership, with several ministers, including her Brexit minister, resigning. The EU is due to hold a summit to discuss the draft deal on November 25th. Some Brexit-supporting ministers are reported to want to rewrite parts of it, though Germany has ruled this out. A new United Nations survey finds that opium cultivation in Afghanistan has decreased by 20% in 2018 compared to the previous year. Meanwhile, UN Office on Drugs and Crime Representative Mark Calhoun says despite these decreases, the overall area under opium poppy cultivation is still the highest ever recorded. He said this is a clear challenge to security and safety for the region and beyond. He said it's also a threat to all countries to and through which these drugs are trafficked. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And more right here.